Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
So we already passed the middle point of Yemei HaSvuya, and today is Shiva Ve'esrim Yoim. And we haven't even spoken about Svi'a Sawayma this year, and it happens to be this week's Parsha, Parsha Semor. Usafatam lachem amochas ha-shabbos sheva shavos ha-istimim ha-istiyanu ad mamochas ha-shabbos disparu chamishim yoim. So it is only natural today, Svi'a Sawayma. Specifically, women v'Svi'a Sawayma. So as always, we start with the fundamentals, with the definitions, with the asoidis of the sugya, and we will speak halocha lemaisa. Kosavarambam perek zayin halocha chof alaf tmidin v'mesofim. Women are potter from Svi'a Sawayma. Kesef Mishnah on the spot. Mitzvah sasei shaz mangroma. V'kach kosav mogan avrom tof peites siv koten alaf. Women are exempt from Svi'a Sawayma because there is a mitzvah sasei shaz mangroma. This mitzvah is relevant only a certain time of the year, and therefore noshim pturois. Big surprise. Ramban, Kiddushin Lamed Aled. The Ramban says even though the Mishnah, the Braisa bring only very few mitzvahs shazman groma ve'ein hazman groma tona v'shaya, there are many more. And the Rambam has a long list of mitzvahs that say shazman groma that women are exempt from, and a substantial list of mitzvahs that say she'ein hazman groma shenoshim chayavois. And it is a surprise to realize that the Rambam counts Svi'a Sawayma amongst those mitzvahs she'ein hazman groma v'noshim chayavois. And it's a big pella. So I'll quote three different approaches from the Achronim. Divrei Malkiel, the Rav of Lomja, one of the greatest poskim in Lithuania, Rav Malkiel Tenenbaum, Chelek Gimel, Siman Hey, argues there is no such a Ramban. Cannot be, because it doesn't make sense. And he suggests, and he blames the Bochazetzer. Do you know who he was, the Bochazetzer? He lived 1,000 years, and he had many names. The Bochazetzer was the young Jewish boy that worked in the printing press. So printing once was a very complicated business profession. You need to assort the lead letters in the frame. And it was very common that mistakes were made. So the Divrei Malkiel speculates, maybe these two words, Svi'a Sawayma, in the text of the Ramban, sank two lines. And they should have been amongst the Mitzvah Sasei Shazman Groma, and they dropped a line or two to Mitzvah Sasei Shazman Groma. Maybe. Maybe what was originally written in the Ramban was abbreviation, Rosh HaTevis Samach Hei Ayin, and what the Ramban went was Seder Avoida Karbonis, or Mem Hei Ayin Matnes Aniyim, and the Bochazetzer thought he's going to do a huge favor for Klal Yisrael, he's going to open the Rosh HaTevis. Samach Hei Ayin, he assumed, means Svi'a Sawayma. Mem Hei Ayin, maybe the Mem became ultimately a Samach. And once again, it's a mistake, Svi'a Sawayma. This approach is not very reasonable. We need to be very careful not to change Girsois just because we don't understand the Ramban. The Ramo and the Gro, Yoredei HaReisha and Tes, write very harsh words about people that change the Girsois just because they have a problem they don't understand. Approach number two, Avner Nezer, Orachaim Shim Pei Dalet. Very unreasonable pshat. Avner Nezer says, we have a big klal, kol sheyeshno bebaltoi chol chometz sheyeshno bekum chol matzah. And therefore women are chayav in matzah, even though it says man groma. Not only matzah, moror, sipiyot siyismayim, all the mitzvahs of Pesach. So maybe korb moimer and Svi'a Sawayma would be defined as mitzvahs of Pesach, and therefore they too are included. Kol sheyeshno bebaltoi chol chometz sheyeshno bekum chol matzah. And why do we say this is unreasonable? Gam Misvora v'gam Gamora. Svi'a Sawayma in no way is a mitzvah of Pesach. Not even Korb Moimer is. Svi'a Sawayma starts second day Pesach, but it goes all the way to Shavuos. very unreasonable to say it's a mitzvah of Pesach. But even if we would accept that svara, it doesn't fit in with the Ramban. The Ramban clearly says, no shom chiyuvos, because it's ein hazman grama, according to Avin Ezer, is hazman grama, but it's exactly because of no shom chiyuvos. So this is also unreasonable. Divrei Yecheskel, Reb Cheskel Borenstein, Rosh Hashiva in Slabodka, Simen Memhei, and the same svara we find by Reb Yeruchim Fishel Perlo, in his unbelievable Sefer HaMitzvos LeRasag, the point they make is, Sviras Oymer into itself is not Zman Groma. Sviras Oymer starts with a Korban Oymer. It is the Korban that's Zman Groma. And the Sviras just attached to the Korban. So actually what they're saying is, not every mitzvah is confined to a certain time frame is considered Zman Groma. I would emphasize the word Groma. The Zman is the Goyrim. It is only a mitzvah that the Torah ties into a certain time framework. Sviyas Weimer is not Zman Groma. It coincides with the Korban Oymer. So recently, first time ever printed from Ksav Yad HaTshuva from Rav Moshe Chalava. Rav Moshe Chalava was the son of the Maram Chalava, who was a Talmud of the Ramban. And Rav Moshe Chalava brings what his father wrote, that the opinion of the Ramban is Mitzvah Sasei She'ein Hazman Groma Noshem Chayove. So first of all, that throws the Divra Makir out of the window. A Talmud of the Ramban testifies, yes, this is the opinion of the Ramban. And he explains exactly the same svara as the Divrei Yecheskel and the official parallel in his commentary Sefer Mitzvos LeRasag. And he also gives a moshul which is not very reasonable, and he says, would Berachas HaMazon be defined as Zman Groma? Because in the middle of the week, it's not a chiyuv. You don't need to eat bread, so you don't need to say Berachas HaMazon. But Shabbos you have a chiyuv of Melech HaMishnah. So the only day of the week in which you're chayev in Berachas HaMazon is Shabbos. Would that be considered, would that make Berachas HaMazon Mitzvah Sasei She'ein Hazman Groma? Of course not. Because it's not Berachas HaMazon that's Zman Groma, it is Lech HaMishnah that's Zman Groma. And Lech HaMishnah necessitates Berachas HaMazon. Similar, it is the Korban Oymer that's Zman Groma, and Korban Oymer necessitates Sviyas Oymer. Why do we say it's not a very powerful argument? Because Berachas HaMazon is a chiyuv every day. Yom v'laylo. If you eat pas, you're chayev in Berachas HaMazon. So Berachas HaMazon is never Zman Groma. It is a chiyuv whenever. Yes, it's dependent on achilas pas. But why would it be Zman Groma? Unlike Sviras Oymer, which never would be a chiyuv in any other time of the year. It is also arguable that the kesher between Berachas HaMazon and Achilas Pas is different than Kor Moimer and Sviras Oymer. Achilas Pas necessitates Berachas HaMazon. Kor Moimer doesn't necessitate Sviras Oymer. They're two distinct and different mitzvahs, nothing to one with the other. It's just this man of Svira comes after the Kor Moimer. So my feeling is, Maram Chalava clearly says, yes, this is the opinion of the Ramban, but the Svara, I don't think he quotes the Svara in the name of the Ramban. I think it's his own Svara to explain the Ramban. What difference does it make? To me personally, it makes a huge difference, because I want to suggest a different Pshat in the Ramban. So if the Ramban explains himself in one way, it's ridiculous for me to try to explain the Shittas of the Ramban in another way. He is more of the Shmaitz, so we're learning his Torah. But if his Talmud explains the Ramban with a certain svara, it is legitimate maybe to suggest a different mahalach. So let me share with you my mahalach. It's extremely nuanced, but I'll try to explain it the best I can. Zman Groma is only a mitzvah in which the actual act or deed you could perform any time. It's just Gzeres HaKos of Din Torah. This is the time and no other. Let's take Lulav for an example. You could shake a Lulav Rosh Hashanah, Tu Bishvat, Yom Kippur, Chanukah, anytime all year. But the Torah says the mitzvah of lulav is shivas yimei chagah no other time. Even Kiddush Hayom. You could say Kiddush Monday morning, you could say Kiddush Tuesday night. Saying Kiddush is merely exalting the Shabbos and saying Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mekadesh as a Shabbos. You could say that any time. But the mitzvah is Leil Shabbos and no other time. That is the fine Zman Grama. Sviras Woymer is not Zman Grama because Sviras Woymer technically, not because of Xeris, because of technically you cannot be Mekayim any other time. Because the mitzvah is not just counting 49 days, it is counting a specific 49 days. You need to count the 49 days from Pesach to Atzeres. You cannot count days when they're not here, when they don't exist. You can never count these 49 days, these specific 49 days, in any other time of the year. Try to count Tetzai and Nissen in Chodesh Adar, or in Tishrei, or in Cheshvan, or in Kislev. You need to count these days, and it's just impossible to count these days when they're not here, when they don't exist. That is not Zman Grama. So both according to my interpretation and the Maram Chalava's interpretation, the fundamental idea is not every mitzvah that is confined to a certain time is defined Zman Grama. Zman Grama is Grama. And it is possible that a mitzvah is relevant only a certain time, but it is not necessarily a Zman Grama. And I want to bring three examples. Bikurim. So there are Mishnayos that say women bring Bikurim as well as men. But Sefer HaChinuch Tzadik Aleph says it's only the Rabbonim because men are Torah, women are exempt from Bikurim. Meches Chinuch explains Zman Grama. Because you're being Bikurim Michag Ad Chanukah. Not before and not after. However, the Tura Yavin, Megillat Avchof, he didn't see the Sefer HaChinuch. I don't think the Shagas Aryeh, the Turei Avin, ever quotes Sefer HaChinuch. Maybe he wasn't even familiar with the Sefer. And he assumes that Min HaTorah Noshem Chayavos. And he asks, why isn't there a Zman Grama? And he answers, Zman Grama is only when it's Gzeis HaKosuf. But the reason She'ein Mevi'im Bikurim Elam Achagad Chanukah, because Bikurim means to be the first fruit. And that is when the first fruit blossoms. That is when the first fruit is Ra'ui La'achila. So it's a technical reason, and that is not defined as Zman Grama. Number two, Kiddush Levana. Mogen Avraham Tov Chovov explains, why don't women say Kiddush Levana? Zman Grama. You could only say after Gimel Shleimim, Zayin Shleimim, to you, Dalet B'chodesh. After that, you cannot say, so it's Zman Grama. Reb Shloime Kluge, both in his Tshuva Selef Lecho Shloime and in Chochmah Shloime and Shulchan Aruch, argues against the Magen Avraham, and he says the reason you can't say Kiddush Levana only half a month is because Haroya Levana Bechidusha. After half month, the Levana no longer is Mischadesh. It's static, and then it's diminished. Then it goes down and becomes smaller. That's a technicality. That is not defined as Zman Grama. Number three, Birchas Ilonis. Hayman de Nofek Biyomi de Nisan. Vepesh Pesach Frank Hartzvi Orochaim Chelek Alef Kuf Yudche says, it's not Zman Grama. And why not? Because the reason you're only Mekayim the Mitzvah Nisan is because that is when Ilanot Malov Levim. That is when you see the flowers in the trees. That is when the trees start to blossom. It's a technicality. And he quotes the Turei Yavin. And I wonder against the Pesh Pesach Frank. Why doesn't he quote the Mogen Avraham, who is more significant as a Pesach than the Turei Yavin? And the Mogen Avraham says it is Zman Grama, Kiddush Levana. And I think Birchas Ilonis says Mamish similar to Kiddush Levana, even more than to Bikurim. So, according to the Mogen Avraham, it is Zman Grama and Noshim Pturis. So, this fundamental question is relevant by various different mitzvahs. That is number one. Should Noshim actually say Kiddush Levana? Mogen Avraham says, Shavi Olai Choyva. They took upon themselves, and therefore, in our time, women are chayev in Svi'as Hoyma. We won't have time today to discuss the concept of Shaviu Aleichoiv. I wrote about this in great length in several of my svarim. Not for today. But the Mishnah Berurah writes, Siv Kotn Gimel Tov Peites, that in our Medina, women don't say Sviyas Oyma. And then he quotes Shulchan Shloim, a woman should not say Sviyas Oyma with a bracha for two different reasons. Well, it is clear that someday, down the line, they're going to make a mistake. And it's going to be a bracha levatola. The other reason is they don't understand what they're saying. And if you don't understand, it's not considered sfira. It's not considered counting. Who was the Shulchan Shloimeh? He was the Rav of Mir. Before Mir was really the Mir. Reb Shlomo Zalman. His sefer was printed more than 260 years ago. Tav Kuf Chof Aleph. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes him. But I think the Mishnah Berurah and the Shulchan Shloimeh are totally irrelevant today. Not that I go against them, but they're not relevant because for hundreds of years, not much changed in the Jewish world. And just like in the days of the Shulchan Shloimeh and the Mir, in the days of the Chofetz Chaim and Radin, most women were very ignorant. They spoke Yiddish, maybe other languages, but they weren't fluent in Lashon Kodesh. So many of them didn't understand what they're saying. And they also were not very learned. But our wives and our daughters that go to Beis Yankov, they understand very well. And there's no reason to assume they're going to make a mistake. And I don't even know what the Shulchan Shloimeh means they're going to make a mistake. He doesn't say that they might forget, but rather they're going to make a mistake. What would that mistake be? Maybe counting the wrong day. But today, there's no reason to assume women would count the wrong day. They're intelligent. They're up to date. If you have any cell phone, you could get 100 reminders to remind you about Sviyas Hoyman and what day it is. So in our day and age, I don't see any reason women should not say Sviyas Hoyman with a bracha. Well, it's needless to say, Ashkenazim with a bracha, Sfaradim without a bracha, because the Beis Yosef Paskins, by all the mitzvahs, say Shas Mangrama, that women don't say a bracha. So Benot Sfarad don't say a bracha neither on Sukkah nor on Lulav. Same would apply to Sviyas Hoyman, but Ashkenazi woman definitely could say a bracha. Some present day Poiskim, maybe the Mekabolim, not really the Poiskim, argue that women should not count Sfira al pi Kabbalah. So let me address this question briefly, very briefly. So the Zohar Kodesh twice, Parshas Tetzav and Parshas Emor, this week's Parsha says that women are exempt from Sviyas Hoyma because Sviyas Hoyma comes from Alme de Duchra, not Alme de Nukba. These are Kabbalistic concepts. There's a world of Zohar and a world of Nekeva. And Sviyas Hoyma belongs to the Zohar world, to the male and not to the female. And that's why they're not mechuyev. The Ari HaKodesh, Shara Kavona says the same. And he includes tzitzis and tefillin together with Sviyas Hoyma. Shara Teshuvah Soid Yeshorim from the Ben Ishchai. The Ben Ishchai was an amazing goyel. Benigla u'benistar. His Shuvahs Benigla are called Rav Po'olim. And the Kabbalistic Shuvahs are Soid Yeshorim. Soid Yeshorim is a minute base. Rav Po'olim relates to the Zohar and the Ari, and he says, well, it is very common that al pi halacha there is one reasoning and al pi kabbalah another. Doesn't necessarily make a difference. But then he says, maybe it does make a difference. Why do the Kabbalists need to explain another reason why women are exempt from Sviyas Hoyma? Why don't they simply say, like the Mishnah, like the Gemara, Mitzvah Sheishas Mangrom and Oshem Pturois. They come to teach us, even though all the other Mitzvah Sheishas Mangrom, a woman, are not Mechuyev. But they still could. They could even make a brocha if they're Ashkenaz. Because even if you're not obliged, but you still are permitted. However, by these three Mitzvahs, women are prohibited. They should not, because it doesn't belong to them. So that's only one of the two interpretations of the Ben Ishchai, and I wonder. It is very common that the Baal HaKabbalah suggests different rationale, and they don't mean to change the halacha at all. The lashon of the Zohar is noshem pturois ve'enam chayavois. It's not indicated that they do something wrong if they count Sfira. I just want to give an example. The Zoran Pasha Spincha says that the Bavlim don't even know why there are 2 days in Rosh Hashanah. Because the Gemara says Sveke de Yoyim, and the Zoya says, why? They don't know that it's Dina Kashi and Dina Rafia. And then the Zoya goes on to say that the Bavlim, the Babylonians, also don't know why we have Shvorah and Trua. And they think it's a Sufik, Kimavua Besaf Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Ginuch Hagonach, Yelul Yolal. It's not a Sufik at all, it's Dina Kashi and Dina Rafia. Does the Zoya intend to change the Halachas? Not at all. He just explains in a different way what Halacha explains in one way. And this is very common. Now, who am I to argue against the Ben Ishchai? But I have two big supporters, Kaf HaChaim. Kaf HaChaim was a contemporary of the Ben Ishchai, who too, he too was a giant in Halacha and Kabbalah. Kaf HaChaim Tov Beitas Ostes, quotes the Zohar, quotes the Ari. And Torah Kadei Dibber, in the very same paragraph, he says, so Ashkenazi woman could count with a brocha, and Sephardi woman, and this is a chiddush, a chumrah, they should hear the brocha from an Ashkenazi, and then they should count themselves. So the Ben Ishchai sees no contradiction whatsoever between the Zoya and the Halacha, that a woman could say Sviyas Uvoyim, no contradiction at all. Lo kedivrei Soidi Shorim. Even more convincing, the Mogen Avraham himself. He is the one that says, Noshem Pturis Misa Seishas Mangromem. And he quotes two sources, the Rambam and the Zoya. Quotes the Rambam and the Zoya together. And then he says, Shaviu Alai Choyvo. Bizman Azeh Noshem Archayev. So the Mogen Avraham also saw no contradiction between the Rambam and the Zoya. And he saw no reason, even though he quotes the Zoya, he saw no reason to say that women should not count. To the contrary, he says, Kibbalah Yerchoyva and their Machuyev. So there's no reason on Pikabola that women should not count Svir. Hanach lehem lebnei Yisrael. Em lo neviyemem, bnei neviyemem, vebnois neviyemem. And the meaning in our days is that women count. However, yesh la'ayin, if a woman has her own track record and she knows that a year ago and 2 years ago and 3 years ago and 4 years ago, she always skipped a day and she never finished the count, would it be wiser she shouldn't start counting with a brocha at all? Well, that's a sensible argument. If we're dealing with a male, with a man, even though he knows for 10 years he wasn't maslam the svira, that's not a problem. Cannot be a problem, because Berachas a mitzvah is a chiyuv. It's mandatory. It's not voluntary. Person counts without a brocha, he's an avarian. He was mevatel a mitzvah say the rabbanon. So a man doesn't have the liberty to decide, will I say a brocha, won't I say a brocha, you're mechuyev to say a brocha. But women are poter from sviyas uvoyimah. Goes without saying, they're poter from the brocha. And if she knows that in all probability she'll skip a day, brings us to a big question. Sheikh Hanoch is choshesh to the shita of Halachas Gedolos. Halachas Gedolos maintains if you skip one day, you no longer have a mitzvah. And the Achronim deal with the question, if you skip one day, does that mean that the days you already counted with a brocha, lemafreyad, becomes a brocha labatola? Or that the problem is only mekanu lahabo? If we say it's a brocha ratola lemafreya, maybe a woman should not start counting with a brocha because she knows in all probability that she's accumulating a lot of brochas levatola. I think this question, is that a brocha levatola lemafreya, depends what is the reasoning of the Halachas Gedolos. Sefer HaChinuch is the only one of the Rishayim Shinvav that says all the memtes yomam are one mitzvah. So if you skipped one day, you don't have the mitzvah. Shuvas al-Bach writes the same, but he was later generations. All the other Rishonim, starting off with Toises Menuchas Samach Vav Amid Aleph, the Ramban, the Ritva, the Ranan, the Rosh, at the end of Masechet Pesachim, they all quote the Halachas Gedolos with a different rationale. Tamimois. A new interpretation of Tamimois. Tamimois means a total count of 49 days. So if we say it's one mitzvah, it goes without saying, if you skipped one day, you have nothing, and all the brochas are levatora lamafreya. However, if it's just a din of tamimois, it's reasonable to argue the problem is only after you skip a day. You cannot count 30 if you're missing 29. You cannot count 40 if you're missing 39. But as long as you count consecutively, day after day, you are mekayim the mitzvah. And it's not a bracha v'atonah mafreya. So, amechaso shamoyedem chelek gimel, I strongly voiced my opinion. I do not think it's a bracha v'atonah mafreya. And therefore, I think a woman that, based on a track record, most of the years skips a day. She's not mechuyev to say a brocha. She's never mechuyev to say a brocha. She's never mechuyev to count. But if she wishes, she could say a brocha because it's a sveka. Suffolk number one, who says she's going to skip a day. She's going to do her best to be really vigilant and do her best not to skip a day and count every night. It's not more than a suffolk. The entire psak of the Halachas Gedolos is a suffolk. The Mechaber doesn't pass in accordance to the Halachas Gedolos. He's choishes only legabi brocha. And therefore he says, person skipped a day, he should continue to count, but without a brocha. So that's suffolk number two. Suffolk number three, is it a brocha levetorah lemafreya or only mekano lahaba? And in this question, once again, I strongly lean and feel it's not a brocha levetorah lemafreya. And therefore, svek lechiyuv, woman could count with a brocha. So today we spoke about women in Sviyas Uwaimah. Let me share with you some thoughts generally about Sviyas Uwaimah, especially Lag BaOmer, which is next week. Yemei Sfira was supposed to be joyous days, one long festival. The Ramban al HaTorah explains that the days between Pesach and Atzeres, 49 days, are similar to the days between Chag and Atzeres, 7 days. We should have had 49 days of Chol HaMoed. But these days were tragically transformed. Mesimcha leYogoyin, Ma'or Godel la'afela. When 24,000 disciples of Rabbi Kiva perished in a very short period, Min Pesach la'Atzeres, Shoroi Nago Kova Yitzebese. It's not only 49,000 people. It's an entire generation of Gedolei Torah, the Talmidim of Rebbe Kiva. And that is why we're noig min hagavelis. Lo yinagu kovid ze bezeh, and many ask, such a terrible punishment for what? Chayev misa b'dei shemayim, chayev kores. Lo yinagu kovid ze bezeh. Is that an issa d'uraisa? Why such a harsh punishment? Two different explanations, and I like the combination of the two. Rabbi Kiva was an integral link in the Shalsheres HaMesoira, Matika Yashmua. He was the Godel Hador. His Talmidim were destined to be the next link of Matika Yashmua, Manchilei Merosho, Shalsheres HaMesoira. But their Torah needs to be Mezukak Shevesayim. It needs to be pure. It needs to be holy. They weren't Noyakovayt Zebezeh. They weren't fitting to be Matik Yashmua. They had to leave the stage and make room for others that would be better than them. In Keheles Rabo, the story is told, as well as Yevom Esamach Beis. Hoyhu Oilem Shomem at Shabura Bekivet Zerabesenu Shabedorem Vishon Olaim. And in Keheles we find Rabbi Kiva pleads and begs his later Talmidim, the greatest Tanuim, tells them of the tragedy that befell him, and he asks them, Atam al tihu kemoisam, be better. Minchason shasichas moedem chele gimel. I wrote an amazing siman. And I brought sources, Rabbi Yisainu Shebedorim, the greatest of Tanuim, Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloah, Rabbi Meir ben Esri, Yossi ben Chalafta, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Rabbi Loza ben Shemua. Each of them was a paragon in Avos Reihem and Kvoid Chaverim, a symbol. And I quoted many Mamor Chazal, it's kedai to look it up. Point number two, being a Talmud of a giant, it's not only a privilege, it's an awesome responsibility as well. Story I heard many times from my great Rebbe, the Klozer Magareva, one of his earliest recollections. I was a child sitting in my great father's lap. The father of the Klozer Magareva was the Rudnik Rav. And he was crying, and I asked him, Abba Tati, why are you crying? I envy you. Ich bin dech mekana. And I asked him, you envy me, I should envy you. You're a big Rebbe with a lot of chassidim, I'm a little boy. I envy you because you didn't see the Divrei Chaim. And I was perplexed, and I asked him once again, I should be envying you because you are Mishamish at great Divrei Chaim. And my father said, you didn't see the Divrei Chaim, so what could they demand from you after 120? But they'll ask me, you saw the Divrei Chaim, and this is who you are? You learned nothing from him? And he was crying. Being a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva is a responsibility. And those 24,000 Talmidim Shaloi Nago Kovet Zebes that were asked Men HaShemayim, did you learn nothing from your great Rebbe? Where were you when he said, the Dorom Daflamed Yerushalmi, Zekhal Godel Betoira V'yahavtu L'Reachu Kamoicho? Where were you when Rabbi Kiva said, Es Hashem Elokecha Otiru L'Rabbis Talmid HaChachomim? And weren't you present when he said in Peter Gimel Masechet Ovis, Chavavodim Shenivra B'Tzeilem Chibi Yaseir Anadaslu Shenivra B'Tzeilem Elokim? You call yourself Tamid Rabbi Kiva and you learned nothing from your great Rebbe. So yes, they needed to perish and make room for Rabbi Seinu Shebedori. So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Tov Tzadik Gimel, Lag Ba'omer is a day of Simcha. Mipnei She'omerim She'paskol Melamus. It is said that at this day the plague was over and death was over. Why? My feeling is this. It is well known from Rebbe Sosa Salanter, and before him the Chiddush Arim, and before both of them the Maharal. 49 days of Sfira coincide with Mem Ches Kenyonei Torah, Perek Vav Masechet Avos. Chiddush Arim and Rebbe Sosa Salanter demanded from their Hasidim, from their Talmidim, work on your Midas. Every day, another Kenyon of Kenyonei Torah. So if you count from number one, number 32 is Oyeves Abriris. So my feeling would be, the Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva knew what the Talmidim of Rabbi Sosa Salanter and the Chassidim of the Kedush Arim knew. And they also worked each day in another Midah. Day 30 knew. Day 32 they invested energy and effort in Ahavas Abriris. Day 33, it was all over. So each and every year when this time comes, we need to invest. Work on Avos Reim, Kavod Chaverim, because we know in our Masechta, in the Jewish calendar, the past is never past. The past accompanies us. The past is always present in a way. So every year, in these days of Svir, in these days of mourning, in these days of sadness, we need to work on Kavod Reim, and especially Kavod Chachamim, to be metaken the terrible gzeira, the plague of kula meisu ben pesach latzera sheloi nahagu kavoid ze mize. So this is something we need to work on, and it's something we desperately need. More ahavas chaverim, and especially more kvoid chaverim and kvoid chachomim. Yerotzon shiyech alkeinu emoim. Have a beautiful day.
A whole world of content awaits you on Kol HaLashon, United Kingdom, 0208-191-7000, United States, 646-663-7920, Israel, 03-617-1095.